SAS, the most successful sports information system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent, rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max play. SAS is releasing a 3-unit max play tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now, 800-741-1122. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Tennessee Jacksonville tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Profits of 7 units tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Tennessee Jacksonville, free.
Grab the boys, grab some beers, and get lucky at Hawthorne Racecourse. Horse racing is the original sports betting and features odds on every race that can make any day a big payday. Live harness racing is every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in September, beginning at 7 p.m. at Hawthorne. Or get in on the action at 7 Chicagoland Club Hawthorne OTBs with races from around the globe. And don't miss big stakes action at the track on Saturday, September 21st for Night of Champions, featuring over $1 million in purses.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
Baseball season is in full swing, and Radio.com Sports has you covered with the best in the business. Introducing Big Time Baseball with veteran play-by-play voice Josh Lewin and MLB insider John Heyman.
You wonder, why don't teams repeat as World Series champions?
Shows you how special those Yankee teams were.
Josh and John will be breaking down the divisions and the latest inside information leading up to the 2019 postseason. Download and subscribe today on Radio.com and the new Radio.com. App.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
The Pro Appreciation Event is happening now at the Home Depot. Right now, if you're a pro, you'll save even more on the products you use most. And Pro Extra members get extra savings. 25% off 5-gallon buckets of Bear Pro and PPG Ultra Hide Zero Paint. So stop by your local Home Depot. This week, if you're a pro, there's a lot in store for you. The Pro Appreciation Event, just for pros, all week long. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 22nd. See store for details.
At Farmers Insurance, we know there's a crucial difference between a kick drum pedal and your car's accelerator pedal. Because we covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
SAS, the most successful sports information system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent, rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max play. SAS is releasing a 3-unit max play tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now, 800-741-1122. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Tennessee Jacksonville tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Profits of 7 units tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Tennessee Jacksonville, free.
Tonight, join Score personality Kevin Zepak for a Cubs ticket drop at Crosstown Pub and Grill in Batavia. From 7 to 9 p.m., meet Kevin, watch the Cubs game, enjoy Budweiser specials, and enter for a chance to win tickets to an upcoming game. Brought to you by Budweiser, this Bud's for the home team.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I think all of us just kind of know how good we can be and just keep level-headed when times are great and times are we're not putting out what we necessarily want to put out. And I think we're all pretty even and just get going to work and keep moving forward.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is, of course, the voice of Adam Shaheen.
Of course.
He is the tight end that they drafted in the second round out of a small school and really coming into his own. He's got 4 catches so far.
I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
He's coming around.
Okay. Making a name for himself.
Yeah.
Big game for Adam Shaheen, bigger game for Mitch Trubisky.
Yes, we discussed it with Big Z a little bit. This is, as you said, an opportunity. Listen, this is an invitation. This is a team that is struggling. You're playing the Washington Redskins. I know you're on the road. I know it's not easy to play in the NFL on the road, but this is a team that has allowed 63 points already and given plus 30 to each of their first two opponents, the Eagles and the Cowboys. And they have 10 guys on injured reserve, and they don't have much of a pass rush, and they're not playing very aggressively. Now, here's what you got to know. Again, when you look at it, when you turn it around and look at it from their perspective, they're like, oh, thank God the Bears' offense is coming. They don't want any part of
no,
the
you're
Bears'
right.
defense.
You're right.
I'm sure they're happy that they think this is their get well.
And this is Monday Night Football, and the Bears go into Washington. And look, for them, this is a game that means a lot as a team in the context of their season, certainly. They're 1-1. They want to go 2-1. But for Mitch Trubisky,
MVP Mitchell,
making his 30th NFL start, it matters even more individually based on what you need to see from him, based on what the expectations are. He needs to regain confidence and reestablish some credibility because he's lost both, obviously, in the last 2 games, in the first 2 games of this season. And when you look at who he's facing, the Washington Redskins defense, they are vulnerable and they have been exploited. And you started with Carson Wentz in week 1. Carson Wentz completed 72% of his passes, Mully. 313 yards, 3 touchdowns without an interception. Dak Prescott said, I saw what you did, Carson Wentz, and I can do the even better. 86% of his passes, 269 yards, 3 touchdowns with an interception, passer rating 123.5. You know what that says? That says that is an opportunity indeed for Mitch Trubisky to at least, does he have to be a guy that is 120 in the 120 passer rating? Does he have to have 300 yards passing? Maybe not statistically, but he has to pass at minimum the eye test because he's flunked 2 weeks in a row.
The Bears are 4-point favorites going to Washington. Okay, so you get 3 for being at home. The Bears are a touchdown favorite at a neutral site, basically, right? Isn't that what the idea would kind of be?
Mm-hmm.
It's the 8th time they're road favorites under Matt Nagy. They're 5-2 in the first 7 games.
That's interesting for a first-year head coach, first-time head coach. Last year was his first season.
They were road favorites last week.
That's the case, yeah.
Well, it's the defense.
It's because of the defense.
Yes.
The Broncos, them being favored against the Broncos, made a lot of sense based on what the Broncos, you know, obviously with Vic Fangio in this first season too. Last year, the fact that they were favored as much as they were, it was a testament to the defense, but also
the crap schedule.
Yeah. They didn't play a lot of tough teams on the road last year.
So I think that when you look at it and you look at the situation they're in, you know, Case Keenum is the quarterback for the Washington Redskins. There's already talk about the idea that Dwayne Haskins, who they drafted, what, 15th, something like that, that they need to move him in as the starter because guess what? The Giants are doing it with Daniel Jones, who was, what, 6th overall pick? But Daniel Jones is playing for a team that is really just god-awful. Well, guess what? Washington's 0-2 as well. So if you want some kind of a jump, but we were talking about it during the break.
Yeah.
I mean,
Giants jumped the gun here.
The formula for saving your job in the NFL is real simple.
It is.
You continue to fight. You continue to lose. You look like you're awful. And then, like, let's say 12 games.
Week
10
11.
Games. Yeah, week 11. Yeah. You start your young quarterback, and then you show progress, and you win 3 or 4 of your last 6 games, and then you can turn around and say, well, look how all you talk about is the jump we had at the end of the year. We're very close. We got the young quarterback. We're getting him ready to play. It buys you another year. They've gone too early with this Eli Manning thing.
The great coaching tease, because you can't change coaches at the end of the season because then it would ruin your quarterback that you're so promising at the end of the season.
Because you don't want him to have to learn a new scheme because you brought him in. It's just
because all the Giants have done now is given Daniel Jones more time to be exploited as a rookie that's not ready for this job. And so at the end of the season, now you're thinking, well, boy, I wonder what he would – we already know what he looks like with Pat Shurmur in charge.
Exactly.
I wonder what he would look like with the next head coach.
It's so funny. 312-644-6767. It's just classic NFL. Dave's on the east side.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Dave, how's the lake feel?
Last night, I just got a couple comments on Trubisky. Last night I went on YouTube and looked at his rookie year highlights and last year's highlights. A common theme was apparent is moving in the pocket. I mean, that's when he's most accurate, moving in the pocket. I don't know if this coaching staff is telling him to stay in the pocket and read it, or is it himself trying to prove to everybody that he doesn't have to run and throw on the run or move in the pocket. I mean, I was looking at the videos from last year and the rookie year. He's pretty damn accurate when he's running or moving towards his second option or his third option. I don't know if it's the coaching staff, but I just think we need to implement some rollouts just to get him in a groove. I mean, he's like a deer in headlights right now. He's trying to prove everyone that he's a good quarterback. Just go, Nagy, put away your ego for a second. Just gotta let him get in the groove. Stop with your plays. Stop with your little cute stuff. Get in the groove. Then you can get into your plays. This kid needs to get in a groove, and right now he's not. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
You know, I think it's interesting because he is a better quarterback throwing the ball when he is moving in a moving pocket. At the same time, what we've seen that you didn't see necessarily in his rookie year when he was more of a curiosity is that teams are going to know that and respond to that and schematically try to guard against that.
Right.
And there, if you can, the way we refer to it is you set an edge. You make sure that you have contain. And so you make him stay in the pocket because in the pocket, he's a different passer.
NFL teams also go to YouTube and look at tape.
Right. Although they don't have to go to YouTube to look at
YouTube
tape.
YouTube doesn't lie.
Right.
No, I'm just
saying. YouTube in the sky doesn't lie.
Mike is in Rockford. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I'm sick of the coddling and giving him this and giving him that chance. Well, you know, he's in his third year. Yeah, he's in his third year. And you know what? The Bears drafted up to get this guy, and you passed up on Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Come on. And I mean, come on, guys. I mean, look at all the other quarterbacks that have been successful. By their third year, they weren't having excuses on the intangibles, on the simple things, on the simple mechanics that a quarterback should know, which is to eyeball the entire field, not focusing on one receiver. This is the problem when they drafted him. He was an unproven college player. He's definitely an unproven NFL quarterback. And I, guys, I'm sick of this because I'm tired of this quarterback debacle. The Bears have never been able to draft a quarterback. It's ridiculous. And this is going to fall on Ryan Pace's shoulders because if this guy fails, and I'm thinking he's going to fail, I'm sorry, guys. I just don't see this guy as a good quarterback. I'll hang up and thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, after two games of his third season, I don't know that I'm ready to say that Mitch Trubisky is going to be a failure. I will say it's not trending well. I don't think anybody can look at this picture and see it any other way right now. I think, though, that if you're Matt Nagy, you have to try to do as much as you can to get the most out of this player, more than even, you know, more energy expended and more thought given to than any other player on your roster, because the other aspects of your roster, you have a pretty complete roster. You have answered the kicking situation for the time being. You have to now figure out a way to make your quarterback as good as he can be. And I think that's what we saw last week. Maybe it's an overcompensation. Maybe he did too much to kind of scale things down and reduce the game plan because it was very conservative and very safe. But if that gets you a victory, you're going to do whatever you can to win, because that's a priority right now over the development of your quarterback.
Steady incremental progress.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you don't need him to be an NFL superstar right now. I get it. You know, Patrick Mahomes is a better player. Okay, he's an MVP candidate. All right. And there are other young quarterbacks that are taking steps. I get it. What you got to do is look at the situation you're in. You got that defense, right? That is a world-class defense. The Bears, they become a metaphor. If someone's talking about a team, well, you know, it's not like they're playing the Bears defense. That's how good they are. They've become this standard in the league. They're the best defense in the league. So what do you need to complement that defense? What do you need to win with that defense? You'd like to have an explosive offense. You'd like to be the Kansas City Chiefs. That's why you hired their offensive coordinator. But you're not going to be able to do that, right? So what can you do?
It's just hard. I mean, it sounds like Jay Cutler. It's hard. But it's hard when you look around the league and beyond Mahomes, beyond Deshaun Watson, you can eliminate those two examples from the 2017 draft and still find reasons to be discouraged based on you don't have a young quarterback emerging to the degree you see some other ones emerging. You look at Lamar Jackson taking a leap this year to being a dual threat. In a lot of ways, he's been really just, how do you explain that? And you look at Kyler Murray, there are other examples that, boy, you want that to happen in Chicago. You think it still could. But it's got to start, and it's got to start immediately Monday night in Washington.
All right, we're going to bring in Dan O'Connor next, and we'll do a little something that we like to talk about. It's called transition. We talk about it all the time. We talk about it before we do it, and then we talk about it afterward, and we go into our post-show meeting. We talk a lot with these guys, and then we talk about them afterward.
I get a kick out of you guys.
It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
Lawrence Holmes here. You can hear me noon to 2 weekdays. Up next for the 1-1 Bears, Matt Nagy and the crew take the primetime stage for a Monday nighter against Washington. We're covering it all right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
With Dunkin' Go-To's, you can get a great deal on two of your favorites, like two egg and cheese wraps for $2, two bagels with cream cheese spread for $4, and two bacon, egg, and cheese croissants for $5. In my opinion, it's a deal that's pretty tough to beat. That's just if you want my go-to cents. If you don't want my go-to cents, it's go-to late. Dunkin' Go-To's, a great deal for $2, $4, or $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Ever wonder why you don't hear more podcasts by lawyers? Me too. Hi, I'm Jonathan Amarillo of the Chicago Bar Association's Young Lawyer section. Our new At the Bar podcast features refreshing and candid conversations with some of the legal community's most influential voices. We bring you lively and unscripted chats about legal news and a wide range of trending issues, from gun violence to divorce and addiction. Listen to At the Bar by downloading the Legal Talk Network app or by finding us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever the finest podcasts are given away for free.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install carpets, heating and cooling systems, sheds, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done. With licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now too. good news is it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Theo Epstein.
We're all really frustrated, obviously. A stretch of play that nobody's proud of. And I think you find out a lot about what people are made of during stretches like these. It obviously can't continue. It's not acceptable. And there have been too many words about it and not enough action. Change is obvious.